SBS Radio.
Spoštovane poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS na ta dan, sobota, 12. maja 2018. Z vami sem Lenti Lenko in moram pohvaliti našo Katarino, ki tako skrbno vodi današnjo slovensko oddajo. Danes sem povabil posebnega gosta, znanega in spoštovanega člana slovenske skupnosti v Sidneju, gospoda Branka Fabjančiča. Branko je aktiven v klubu Triglav v Sidneju, kjer vsako leto prirejo prireditev za Slovenca leta oziroma Slovenian of the Year Awards za New South Wales in ICT. To bo v nedeljo 17. junija letos, in več o tem nam bo sam povedal Branko, ki ga imam sedaj na telefonski liniji. Branko, lep pozdrav in dobrodošli v naši slovenski oddaji Radija SBS. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Lanty. Dobar dan. And to all your listeners, thank you for having me on.
Branko, these awards have become more or less a tradition now, not only at Triglav, but within the Slovenian community in New South Wales and the ACT. They've been taking place, I'd say, for nearly two decades now, probably since the early 2000s. Tell us more.
I think you're very right there, Lenti. It's a very prestigious award. We do recognise a lot of our Slovenians in the community, many people that you don't know about who, you know, through these awards, we get to recognise their achievements and their contribution to Australian society in general. And it's great to recognise these people.
How did these awards come about?
I think very early on, I wasn't involved early on, but from my understanding, it was a group of people got together and decided, look, we need to become a bit more active in the community and being that, get the clubs involved, and mainly Triglav Mounties, and recognise their achievements, what they're doing in New South Wales and ACT.
As I mentioned in my intro in Slovenian, the awards will be taking place on Sunday, June 17th.
That's correct. 17th June, starting at lunchtime at Triglav Mounties, who have been a great supporter of these awards. And the numbers have always been there. It's always been a full house, and it's a very enjoyable afternoon. We have lunch, we have a little bit of entertainment. We have the award ceremony, we have a few speeches from politicians and distinguished guests, and it's just a wonderful afternoon. And for a lot of the first generation, it's a great opportunity to catch up with a lot of friends and people who've come to New South Wales to live from their homeland in Slovenia.
These awards also coincide with the annual celebration of Slovenian Statehood Day, which of course is June the 25th every year.
Yep, that's correct. We do recognise the Slovenian National Day, and that's part of our award ceremony to recognise Slovenia and how the Slovenians who have come to Australia, how they're assimilated to the Australian way of life, and also to recognise our next generation, like myself and you, the second generation and the third generation that are now starting to appear as well.
Branko, what's the process in selecting those who are eligible for awards?
Basically, there was advertised through social media and through word of mouth and through the clubs and the church that the Slovenian Awards were going to be held on the 17th of June at Triglav Mounties. And people were invited to select or nominate a candidate who they believe is worthy of a nomination and an award. And we have a committee. On Anzac Day, we received all the nominations and we went through the process of looking at the candidates, and we came up with six nominated people from various categories, from education to volunteer work and what they've done in the community. So we've got six people receiving awards on the day.
Fabulous. And who can be contacted for bookings? And what else would you like to tell us about this event? Not only about this event, but anything else that's taking place at Club Triglav, at Triglav Mounties, owing to the fact that you are very involved within the organisation.
Okay, for the awards, you can make your bookings through the club or through Matra Magaina, but preferably through the club, and they'll put you on contact the right person. And yes, you are right, I'm heavily involved in Triglav Mounties, and we're organising our second generation, our second annual dinner, which will be held on the 14th of July. And we have already a number of people who are willing to come along, who want to come along. We find it's a great night to catch up on, you know, people we haven't seen for a while, but I think we'll leave that interview for another day. There'll be more details. People want to pencil in on the 14th of July. I know many of the first generation will be listening to the radio this weekend so that they can tell their kids.
Yeah. We'll most certainly cover that event in an up-and-coming interview, that's for sure, Brunkle.
Thank you. And before we close, I know it's this radio broadcast will be on the Saturday. I'd like to wish all our mothers a very happy Mother's Day, and they're more than welcome to come to Treglove Mountains because it's a nice lunch being prepared. But, yeah, make sure you make a booking because it'll be a very full house that day.
Looking forward to seeing as many of us at Treglove Mounties on Sunday, June 17th, for the annual Slovenian of the Year Awards, as well as celebrating the 27th anniversary of Slovenian independence. And let's not forget tomorrow, Sunday the 13th of May, for Mother's Day at Triglav. Branko, najlepša hvala da ste se k nam pridružili tukaj na Radio SBS. Upam, da se vidimo v čim večjem številu za podelitev priznan Slovenca leta v New South Walesu, kot tudi v ACT. In seveda, da skupaj praznujemo 27. obletnico slovenske državnosti. Predtem pa že jutri ste vabljeni v čim večjem številu v klub Triglav za praznovanje materinskega dne. Hvala še enkrat, Branko, za vaš čas. Vse najboljše.
Thank you, Lenti. Thank you to your listeners. And I hope to see as many people as like to come to the Slovenian of the Year Awards. Thank you.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.